Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Twins and the Astros coming up from Target Field. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate today. The forecast did not look good 24 hours ago, but it improved last night. Now there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Sunny in a high near 80, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms as you heard tonight. So no problem with the ball game today. And then on Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, highs up around 80 degrees. So it looks like we'll get through the weekend. Twins hit the road in the final two series before the break, and we'll have more on that coming up before 12:30. Lineup card 12:30, first pitch 1:10, game two of the three-game set. Houston won a wild one 13-12 last night. We'll have some sound. Jose Miranda broke a Twins record. Brooks Lee stayed hot. The pitching was terrible. We'll get into all of that in a bit. Terrible news, though. You heard Al report it. Vikings rookie Kyrie Jackson killed in an early morning car wreck. And joining us to visit about that terrible news is Dane Mizutani, who covers the Purple for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Dane, thanks for the time today. Just terrible news.
Yeah, awful, devastating, heartbreaking, whatever you want to call it. All of it applies right now. And your thoughts and prayers are just with Kyrie Jackson's family. 24 years old, just an incredible journey to get to the NFL. Worked his butt off to be here, to live out a childhood dream, was making a name for himself, you know, early in OTAs, rookie minicamp, and then just to have everything taken away in a split second. You know, according to Maryland State Police, the car wreck happened right around 3:15 a.m. this morning. Kyrie Jackson was sitting in the passenger seat of a car that was struck by another car attempting to change lanes at a high rate of speed. Preliminary investigation, so details still emerging, but you know, state police thinks alcohol may have played a role in the crash too. So just makes it 10 times worse. You're almost at a loss of words just trying to kind of sum this up. But yeah, that one hit like a ton of bricks this morning when it started to break.
And Dean, his story is extraordinary because he did bounce around. It is fairly typical in college to, you know, go from one program to another with the transfer portal, et cetera. He even left the game for a time, but to come back, be a pick, and have an opportunity to win a job with the Minnesota Vikings is a great story.
Yeah, I mean, all these kids work really, really hard to get to this level. But there was something about Kyrie Jackson, the way he carried himself, the way he spoke to reporters after he was drafted in the fourth round of the 2024 NFL draft, that just made you want to root for the kid. You mentioned it, Steve. It's a kid who he started his collegiate career at Arizona Western College. He ended up leaving, returning home to Maryland, and picking up work at a local grocery store. Working behind the deli counter, cutting ham, he said. He was proud to flaunt he was named Employee of the Month. He said he thought he was going to be the manager of the grocery store. He thought that's what his life kind of entailed once he got that award, and he was totally fine with that. He was happy with where his feet were in that moment, but he said finally, you know, talking to his friends, they convinced him to get back into the game. You know, that kind of launched him on a winding path that took him to Fort Scott Community College in Kansas, East Mississippi Community College, the University of Alabama, and finally the University of Oregon, where he was named All-Pac-12 last year. So easy kid to root for, a kid I was personally cheering for because of just how hard he worked, everything that kind of he went through to live out this dream. And he was living it. He was there. He was going to be back in Minnesota in 3 weeks when rookies reported. And now he's gone. So it's unfathomable.
Yeah, and at home, hanging out with friends in this final few weeks before he begins his journey as a pro football player. He had been in town in mini camps, and based on the statements from the Minnesota Vikings, his story, and let's face it, all these draft picks are vetted and interviewed, etc. But based on what the Vikings have said, he had an impact on them in his brief time as a member of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, Mark and Ziggy Wilf, Kevin O'Connell, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, so they all came out with statements this morning, and every single one of them talked about just the infectious personality of Kyree Jackson. And that was evident just watching him interact with teammates on the field. He's a 24-year-old kid. He's a rookie. But you wouldn't know it by watching the way he kind of had an impact on the people around him. And this is just us watching from afar. A lot of the reporters hadn't yet had the privilege to meet Kyree Jackson in person. And I know a lot of people were looking forward to that based on just everything you hear about how good of a kid he really was. Yeah, just at home in the morning, probably presumably driving home. And I think what hits home the most is this could be anyone. I mean, how many of us are just driving home on the road and, you know, sitting in the passenger seat thinking about, you know, you're on your way to sleep in your own bed and then to just kind of be sideswiped off the road by what seems to be, a driver traveling, you know, under the influence. It's really hard to talk about, to think about.
Well, Dane, very difficult day for everyone associated with the Minnesota Vikings who knew Kyree Jackson. Just terrible news today. Thank you for the time.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Anytime.
All right. There he is, Dane Mizutani, covers the Vikings for the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. There is more online at WCCORadio.com. And as more details emerge on this early morning crash in Maryland that killed Viking draft pick rookie cornerback Kyree Jackson, was among three killed in that wreck. And just a sidebar, We talk with Mike Hansen, the director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, all the time about excessive speed and impaired drivers all the time on these airwaves. And the State Patrol and local law enforcement spend hours and hours and hours. If you see someone who could be impaired or driving at a high rate of speed, lives are in jeopardy, call 911 and report it. Get as much information as you can. These people have to be stopped. And another tragedy in the early morning hours in Maryland. Apparently an impaired driver driving at a high rate of speed caused this terrible wreck. It is 12:15 here on a Saturday. News Talk, 830-WCCO. Twins, Astros, game two of the three-game set. We had a long one on Friday night, a wild one. Houston hangs on for a 13-12 victory last night. Teams combined for 33 hits, just one error. Pitching not good. It was a bullpen game for the Astros. And for the Twins, they had their ace, Pablo Lopez, on the mound. Five innings, eight hits, six runs. All of those earned two strikeouts, six walks. Not a good night. Alcala did a good job. One inning, one hit, a couple of walks and a strikeout. Didn't give up any runs in that inning. But then Winder and Funderburk really struggled. Six hits, four runs, three of those earned for Winder. Funderburk, three runs, all of those earned. Houston puts up 13. Twins managed 12. It got interesting, but there are some terrific storylines in this ball game last night. Just an absolutely insane game, the back and forth and the unusual plays. First of all, Jose Miranda set a club record. He notched not only his club tying ninth in a row, but his 10th in a row, all-time Twins record, and he's too shy of the all-time Major League record. And here's the highlights from Jose Miranda at the plate last night.
Swung on and hammered. Deep left field for Miranda. Keep it fair. It's gone. It's onto the concourse. A home run for Jose Miranda. A thunderbolt to left. And we're all tied at 3-3. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and cue to the right side. That's going to get through. And it's a perfect 10 for Jose Miranda. It's the ninth hit of the night for the Twins, but that is 10 hits in his last 10 at-bats, a franchise record for Jose Miranda.
And too shy of the all-time Major League record of 12, held by three way, way back. More on that on the pregame lineup card, of course. And he'll be batting fourth today for the Twins in the DH spot. The Twins also have a kid just called up from the minor leagues, AAA St. Paul, Brooks Lee. In his first 11 at-bats, 6 hits, 5.45, 4 RBI, including this one for the youngster Lee.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball lined into right field. That's going to be a base hit for Brooks Lee. Come on down, Jose Miranda. Santana gets a stop sign as a strong throw from Lo Perfido back to the dime, to the plate. But it's a clean single for Brooks Lee. It's a 3-1 ball game as Lee picks up the RBI.
So he is on fire. Miranda's on fire. And, oh, by the way, Carlos Correa hit a grand slam in the ninth to cut the lead, the Houston lead, to 1. Unfortunately, the Twins would still lose the ball game.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on a hit high in the air. Left field, McCormick. He's on the warning track. Fans trying to will it over the wall. And they do. It's gone. It's a grand slam for Carlos Correa. Lifted by the roar of this Target Field crowd, Correa clears the bases, and it's 13-12. The Twins trail by only one.
Yeah, they would end up losing by one, but quite a night. And Carlos Correa said it was the most fun game he's ever played.
It was a fun game, and it was probably one of the most fun games in this season so far. I know we didn't get the win, but still, you know, two great ball clubs going at it, playing good baseball. It's a joy to watch, especially if you're a baseball fan. You gotta love games like that where long at bats, both offenses, you know, putting good at bats together, inning after inning. That was good display right there.
So a wild one on Friday night. Houston wins at 13-12. Twins don't lose any ground. Cleveland got beat. Kansas City got beat. So the Twins remain 6 games back. Kansas City in third. They are 8 games out. So we'll turn the page. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup behind Joe Ryan momentarily. But we want to tell you what's going on at the ballpark today. Cool day if you love high school sports like I do. The Minnesota State High School League baseball and softball champions will be recognized by the Twins at the ballpark today. The softball champions are New Ulm Cathedral in A, Randolph in 2A, Mankato East in 3A, and Rogers among the big schools. Baseball champions who are crowned at Target Field, Springfield in 1A, Rockford in 2A, their first ever title, Totino Grace in 3A, and Eastridge, the Raptors won the big school title in 4A. And then, of course, prior to the game today, state champions from across the Minnesota State High School League spring sports and activities are invited to take the field for a parade around the warning track in recognition of their success. So a cool day at Target Field today for all those high school athletes and participants in co-curricular activities. And, of course, the Twins in Target Field, the site of the baseball championship game. So very good stuff indeed. Oh, by the way, Pablo Lopez bobblehead day today. First 10,000 fans through the gates get that Pablo Lopez bobblehead. And the weather is going to cooperate. It didn't look good 24 hours ago. There was a chance that by early afternoon we'd be threatened by showers and thunderstorms. Well, the forecast has improved a great deal, and the radar picture is clear at the moment. For this afternoon, there is a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, mainly after 4 o'clock, so we should have no problem getting in the ball game. Sunny today and a high near 80, south winds at 5 miles an hour. Tonight, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 o'clock, low near 62. And then on Sunday, still a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly late in the day with a high near 79. So tomorrow's a final game at Target Field before the All-Star break should go off without a hitch. Of course, Twins finish before the All-Star break on the road. They'll be in Chicago, and then they'll be in San Francisco to play the Giants, the All-Star game, down in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Rangers. And by the way, taking over for Chris Atterbury at the microphone for Twins baseball next week will be Sean Aronson of the St. Paul Saints. And I had a chance to visit with Sean, and you can find that at our website, that interview, a good chat with Sean, paying his dues and finally getting a chance to call Major League ball games next week here on the home of the Twins, News Talk 830 WCCO and the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Once again, WCCORadio.com for that Sean Aronson interview. All right, Joe Ryan on the mound today for the ball game at Target Field. And here's how the Twins are going to go behind Joe, who's been really good this year. And hopefully he'll get a ton of run support and hold down that potent Astros lineup, who, by the way, in June had the best record in the major leagues. So Castro will lead off and be at second base. Correa at short. He'll bat second. Batting third, Larnick in left. In the cleanup spot, Miranda at third base. I misspoke earlier saying he would DH. Miranda's at third and will bat in the cleanup spot. Santana over at first will bat sixth. Kepler in right will bat sixth. The Buxton in left will bat seventh. Batting eighth, catcher Jeffers. And the DH today, the youngster Brooks Lee, who's on fire once again, 6-for-11 in his short tenure with the Twins with 4 RBI. So it'll be Castro, Correa, Larnick, Miranda, Santana, Kepler, Buxton, Jeffers, and Lee. And we have a ton more coming up on the pregame lineup card. And we should mention we'll be back following the ball game today on a Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. And, of course, thanks all around. Once again, Dane Mizutani from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Vikings with the terrible news on the overnight death of rookie cornerback Kyrie Jackson. And, of course, Josh Wheeler, our producer. Once again, Twins and Astros coming up. And we'll be back following the game on a Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Twins and the Astros coming up from Target Field. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate today. The forecast did not look good 24 hours ago, but it improved last night. Now there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Sunny in a high near 80, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms as you heard tonight. So no problem with the ball game today. And then on Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, highs up around 80 degrees. So it looks like we'll get through the weekend. Twins hit the road in the final two series before the break, and we'll have more on that coming up before 12:30. Lineup card 12:30, first pitch 1:10, game two of the three game set. Houston won a wild one, 13-12 last night. We'll have some sound. Jose Miranda broke a Twins record. Brooks Lee stayed hot. The pitching was terrible. We'll get into all of that in a bit. Terrible news, though. You heard Al report it. Vikings rookie Kyrie Jackson killed in an early morning car wreck. And joining us to visit about that terrible news is Dane Mizutani, who covers the purple for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. Dane, thanks for the time today. Just terrible news.
Yeah, awful, devastating, heartbreaking, whatever you want to call it. All of it applies right now. And your thoughts and prayers are just with Kyrie Jackson's family. 24 years old, just an incredible journey to get to the NFL. Worked his butt off to be here, to live out a childhood dream. Was making a name for himself, you know, early in OTAs, rookie minicamp. And then just to have everything taken away in a split second. You know, according to Maryland State Police, the car wreck happened right around 3:15 a.m. this morning. Kyrie Jackson was sitting in the passenger seat of a car that was struck by another car attempting to change lanes at a high rate of speed. Preliminary investigation, so details still emerging, but, you know, state police thinks alcohol may have played a role in the crash, too. So this makes it 10 times worse. You're almost at a loss of words just trying to kind of sum this up. But, yeah, that one hit like a ton of bricks this morning when it started to break.
And, Dean, his story is extraordinary because he did bounce around. It is fairly typical in college to, you know, go from one program to another with the transfer portal, et cetera. He even left the game for a time. But to come back, be a pick, and have an opportunity to win a job with the Minnesota Vikings is a great story.
Yeah. I mean, all these kids work really, really hard to get to this level. But there was something about Kyrie Jackson, the way he carried himself, the way he spoke to reporters after he was drafted in the fourth round of the 2024 NFL draft, that just made you want to root for the kid. You mentioned it, Steve. It's a kid who he started his collegiate career at Arizona Western College. He ended up leaving, returning home to Maryland, and picking up work at a local grocery store. Working behind the deli counter, cutting ham, he said. He was proud to flaunt he was named Employee of the Month. He said he thought he was going to be the manager of the grocery store. He thought that's what his life kind of entailed once he got that award, and he was totally fine with that. He was happy with where his feet were in that moment. But he said finally, you know, talking to his friends, they convinced him to get back into the game. You know, that kind of launched him on a winding path that took him to Fort Scott Community College in Kansas, East Mississippi Community College, the University of Alabama, and finally the University of Oregon, where he was named All-Pac-12 last year. So easy kid to root for, a kid I was personally cheering for because of just how hard he worked, everything that kind of he went through to live out this dream. And he was living it. He was there. He was going to be back in Minnesota in 3 weeks when rookies reported. And now he's gone. So it's unfathomable.
Yeah, and at home, hanging out with friends in this final few weeks before he begins his journey as a pro football player. He had been in town in mini camps, and based on the statements from the Minnesota Vikings, his story, and let's face it, all these draft picks are vetted and interviewed, etc., but based on what the Vikings have said, he had an impact on them in his brief time as a member of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, Mark and Ziggy Wilf, Kevin O'Connell, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, they all came out with statements this morning, and every single one of them talked about just the infectious personality of Kyrie Jackson. And that was evident just watching him interact with teammates on the field. He's a 24-year-old kid. He's a rookie. But you wouldn't know it by watching the way he kind of had an impact on the people around him. And this is just us watching from afar. A lot of the reporters hadn't yet had the privilege to meet Kyrie Jackson in person. And I know a lot of people were looking forward to that based on just everything you hear about how good of a kid he really was. Just at home in the morning, probably presumably driving home, and I think what hits home the most is this could be anyone. I mean, how many of us are just driving home on the road and, you know, sitting in the passenger seat thinking about, you know, you're on your way to sleep in your own bed and then to just kind of be sideswiped off the road by what seems to be, a driver traveling, you know, under the influence. It's really hard to talk about, to think about.
Well, Dane, very difficult day for everyone associated with the Minnesota Vikings who knew Kyree Jackson. Just terrible news today. Thank you for the time.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Anytime.
All right. There he is, Dane Mizutani, covers the Vikings for the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. There is more online at WCCORadio.com. And as more details emerge on this early morning crash in Maryland that killed Viking draft pick rookie cornerback Kyree Jackson, was among three killed in that wreck. And just a sidebar, we talk with Mike Hansen, the director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, all the time about excessive speed and impaired drivers all the time on these airwaves. And the State Patrol and local law enforcement spend hours and hours and hours. If you see someone who could be impaired or driving at a high rate of speed, lives are in jeopardy, call 911 and report it. Get as much information as you can. These people have to be stopped. And another tragedy in the early morning hours in Maryland. Apparently an impaired driver driving at a high rate of speed caused this terrible wreck. It is 12:15 here on a Saturday. News Talk, E3O WCCO. Twins Astros, game two of the three-game set. We had a long one on Friday night, a wild one. Houston hangs on for a 13-12 victory last night. Teams combined for 33 hits, just one error. Pitching not good. It was a bullpen game for the Astros. And for the Twins, they had their ace, Pablo Lopez, on the mound. Five innings, eight hits, six runs. All of those earned two strikeouts, six walks. Not a good night. Alcala did a good job. One inning, one hit, a couple of walks and a strikeout. Didn't give up any runs in that inning. But then Winder and Funderburk really struggled. Six hits, four runs, three of those earned for Winder. Funderburk, three runs, all of those earned. Houston puts up 13. Twins manage 12. It got interesting, but there are some terrific storylines in this ball game last night. Just an absolutely insane game, the back and forth and the unusual plays. First of all, Jose Miranda set a club record. He notched not only his club tying ninth in a row, but his 10th in a row, all-time Twins record, and he's too shy of the all-time Major League record. And here's the highlights from Jose Miranda at the plate last night.
Swung on and hammered. Deep left field for Miranda. Keep it fair. It's gone. It's onto the concourse. A home run for Jose Miranda. A thunderbolt to left. And we're all tied at 3-3. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and cue to the right side. That's going to get through. And it's a perfect 10 for Jose Miranda. It's the ninth hit of the night for the Twins, but that is 10 hits in his last 10 at-bats, a franchise record for Jose Miranda.
And too shy of the all-time Major League record of 12, held by three way, way back. More on that on the pregame lineup card, of course. And he'll be batting fourth today for the Twins in the DH spot. The Twins also have a kid just called up from the minor leagues, AAA St. Paul, Brooks Lee. In his first 11 at-bats, 6 hits, 5.45, 4 RBI, including this one for the youngster Lee.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, lined into right field. That's going to be a base hit for Brooks Lee. Come on down, Jose Miranda. Santana gets a stop sign as a strong throw from Lo Perfido back to the dime, to the plate. But it's a clean single for Brooks Lee. It's a 3-1 ball game as Lee picks up the RBI.
So he is on fire. Miranda's on fire. And, oh, by the way, Carlos Correa hit a grand slam in the ninth to cut the lead, the Houston lead, to 1. Unfortunately, the Twins would still lose the ball game.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on a hit high in the air. Left field, McCormick. He's on the warning track. Fans trying to will it over the wall. And they do. It's gone. It's a grand slam for Carlos Correa. Lifted by the roar of this Target Field crowd, Correa clears the bases, and it's 13-12. The Twins trail by only one.
Yeah, they would end up losing by one, but quite a night. And Carlos Correa said it was the most fun game he's ever played.
It was a fun game, and it was probably one of the most fun games in this season so far. I know we didn't get the win, but still, you know, two great ball clubs going at it, playing good baseball. It's a joy to watch, especially if you're a baseball fan. You gotta love games like that where long at bats, both offenses, you know, putting good at bats together, inning after inning. That was good display right there.
So a wild one on Friday night. Houston wins at 13-12. Twins don't lose any ground. Cleveland got beat. Kansas City got beat. So the Twins remain six games back. Kansas City in third. They are eight games out. So we'll turn the page. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup behind Joe Ryan momentarily. But we want to tell you what's going on at the ballpark today. Cool day if you love high school sports like I do. The Minnesota State High School League baseball and softball champions will be recognized by the Twins at the ballpark today. The softball champions are New Ulm Cathedral in A, Randolph in 2A, Mankato East in 3A, and Rogers among the big schools. Baseball champions who are crowned at Target Field, Springfield in 1A, Rockford in 2A, their first ever title, Totino Grace in 3A, and Eastridge, the Raptors won the big school title in 4A. And then, of course, prior to the game today, state champions from across the Minnesota State High School League spring sports and activities are invited to take the field for a parade around the warning track in recognition of their success. So a cool day at Target Field today for all those high school athletes and participants in co-curricular activities. And, of course, the Twins in Target Field, the site of the baseball championship game. So very good stuff indeed. Oh, by the way, Pablo Lopez, bobblehead day today. First 10,000 fans through the gates get that Pablo Lopez bobblehead, and the weather is going to cooperate. It didn't look good 24 hours ago. There was a chance that by early afternoon we'd be threatened by showers and thunderstorms. Well, the forecast has improved a great deal, and the radar picture is clear at the moment. For this afternoon, there is a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, mainly after 4 o'clock, so we should have no problem getting in the ballgame. Sunny today and a high near 80, south winds at 5 miles an hour. Tonight, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 o'clock, low near 62. And then on Sunday, still a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly late in the day with a high near 79. So tomorrow's a final game at Target Field before the All-Star break should go off without a hitch. Of course, Twins finish before the All-Star break on the road. They'll be in Chicago, and then they'll be in San Francisco to play the Giants, the All-Star game, down in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Rangers. And by the way, taking over for Chris Atterbury at the microphone for Twins baseball next week will be Sean Aronson of the St. Paul Saints. And I had a chance to visit with Sean, and you can find that at our website, that interview, a good chat with Sean, paying his dues and finally getting a chance to call Major League ball games next week here on the home of the Twins, News Talk 830 WCCO and the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Once again, WCCORadio.com for that Sean Aronson interview. All right, Joe Ryan on the mound today for the ball game at Target Field. And here's how the Twins are going to go behind Joe, who's been really good this year. And hopefully he'll get a ton of run support and hold down that potent Astros lineup, who, by the way, in June had the best record in the major leagues. So Castro will lead off and be at second base. Correa at short. He'll bat second. Batting third, Larnick in left. In the cleanup spot, Miranda at third base. I misspoke earlier saying he would DH. Miranda's at third and will bat in the cleanup spot. Santana over at first will bat sixth. Kepler in right will bat sixth. The Buxton in left will bat seventh, batting eighth, catcher Jeffers. And the DH today, the youngster Brooks Lee, who's on fire once again, 6-for-11 in his short tenure with the Twins with 4 RBI. So it'll be Castro, Correa, Larnick, Miranda, Santana, Kepler, Buxton, Jeffers, and Lee. And we have a ton more coming up on the pregame lineup card. And we should mention we'll be back following the ball game today on a Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. And, of course, thanks all around. Once again, Dane Mizutani from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Vikings with the terrible news on the overnight death of rookie cornerback Kyrie Jackson. And, of course, Josh Wheeler, our producer. Once again, Twins and Astros coming up, and we'll be back following the game on a Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.